The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. In God's reign, the rich will be sent away empty. Jesus uses a parable to warn against identifying the worth of one's life with the value of one's possessions, rather than one's relationship with God. I begin reading at verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon. Good morning. It's good to see all of y'all today. Today I need a helper. I need a volunteer. Anybody want to help me? You want to help? Come on up. Okay. Just stand right here. Okay? There you go. All right. And I need you to hold. There. You can turn around that way. Okay? I can get it out of here. All right. I need you to hold that. Okay? You got it? All right. In our story today, Jesus tells a story about a farmer who did very well. He had good land, and he had lots of crops. Had lots, and it did well, and his corn would grow, and his cotton would grow, and his cows gave lots of milk. His bees had lots of honey. And he kept putting these things in his barn, okay? He kept storing them up. He kept putting them in there. And at one point then, he said, "I've got too much stuff. I know what I'll do. I'll just build bigger barns," okay? You got them? Is that fun? You doing okay? All right. So he built bigger barns, and he got more stuff. Ah, it's too much. Huh? You're dropping them down here. You got to hold on to them. You got them? All right, we're going to pile them up here because that farmer kept putting his stuff. He did very well, and he kept putting his stuff in the barn. All right, you can hold this one right there. Okay, he kept doing real good. He had good crops, and he built bigger barns. And it was great. You got him? Okay, you can let him go. Woo. All right, you had too much stuff, and it just wears you out, doesn't it? All that stuff. Well, and that's what the farmer had too. He had too much stuff, and he said, "I don't need to work anymore. I'm just going to eat. I'm going to drink. I'm going to be merry. I'm going to relax." But it didn't do him any good. All that stuff didn't do any good because he died that night. He died that night, and he couldn't do that. What do you think would be better for that farmer to do? Just to keep stuffing stuff and carrying it and putting it in his barns? What else could he have done? You think he could have passed it out to people who were hungry?
Yeah.
given the food to people who were hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been a lot better, wouldn't it? Share. Yeah, instead of just piling it all up. When you get a lot of stuff, it's a lot of stuff just to take care of, too. And it doesn't make life happy when we do that. But we can remember that all this stuff doesn't matter. What matters is our love for God and our love for each other and being able to share those things with everybody else. Okay, y'all can go sit down. Or do you want to help me put them back in the box?
I do.
All right.
I put the giant bunny back
here. Oh, there's that giant bunny.
Shove it in.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our readings for today, all four readings have a common theme within them. And the theme is that when we rely on the things of this earth, we are lost. But when we rely upon God, everything is gained. And so this morning, I'm going to look at all four of our readings briefly. In our gospel, we start with a gospel lesson. Here in the gospel lesson, Jesus is out teaching and preaching, and somebody approaches or yells out from the crowd, "Hey, help me divide the inheritance with my brother." And Jesus says, "Friend, who am I to judge you or be an arbitrator for you?" And then he goes on to say, "Be aware of all types of greed." He then tells that story, that parable of the rich farmer who did very well, and evidently this farmer was a very good rancher, farmer, businessman, whatever you want to call him. He had good land. He probably used the right amount of fertilizer, the right types of fertilizer, the best seeds available. He was able to manage his workers. He planted at the right time. He brought in harvest at the right time. And God had blessed him richly. His crops were very good, and probably year after year his crops were very good because he continued to store those into his barn. And when the barn got too full of grain and of his other goods, he built larger barns. Finally, he decided, "That's enough. I've got enough for plenty years." So he's just going to quit. He's going to sit back. He's going to relax, he's going to eat, drink, and be merry. That was his plan. But Jesus calls this man a fool. But he doesn't call him a fool for being very good, of being a very good farmer. God has given us different gifts, different abilities for some, that is to be farmers, to be ranchers, to enjoy your work, to do well, to plan it out, use your head, know what's going on. For others, he gives different skills for different occupations. He gives us different skills with people. He gives us different skills, finances, whatever else. We have many different skills. We have many different talents, and those are to be used. And to be used well. If you're called to be a teacher, teach. If you're called to be a farmer, farm, if you're called to be a medical person, be a nurse, a doctor, a technician, be what God calls you to be. Use those skills. This man is not condemned for being good with what he has. He has been richly blessed. Nor is he condemned for being wealthy. A lot of times when we do work hard, when we study, when we continue our education, when we continue to work, God does bless us, sometimes even with wealth. And so Jesus doesn't necessarily condemn this man for being wealthy. Nor does Jesus condemn him for building larger barns. Sometimes we need extra tools for our work. We need things to help us in our job, and maybe that is an education, maybe it's physical tools, maybe it's new buildings. We need those things in order to be productive. So Jesus doesn't condemn him for those things either. As I'm thinking here about these building larger barns, I remember back in seminary, we went on a field trip. The powers that be at seminary figured out that most of the students, 90% of the students, came from urban areas or suburban areas, and 75% of the congregations in that time were in rural areas and in small town. Something had to be done about the students learning something about rural life. And so they developed this retreat, this field trip. We went on the field trip to southern Wisconsin, to the farming area. And there we stayed for a few days and a few nights with some of the farmers and the ranchers in that area, and we visited with their families. We also visited with the pastors of those congregations and with the leadership and other members of their congregation. They also took us then to some of the different places of work related with agriculture. I think we went to a dairy farm. We went to a feedlot where they fed out calves for veal. But the place that impressed me, that caught my attention, was a grain storage facility. And for a big part of it, it was typical of grain storage facilities, and you see them all over where they have the huge round cylinder metal or concrete grain bins, huge massive structures, and you see those anywhere where grain is produced across the United States. But what impressed me was the new building that they were building. This one was rectangular in nature, and it was 600 feet long. That's the size of two football fields. That's the length of two football fields. It was 150 feet wide. That is the width of a football field. And it was 50 feet tall. That's five stories tall. The building was about 90% completed, but already it was 50% full. Massive structure. We were up on the catwalk looking down, and there were semi-trucks pulling into the building and grain conveyor belts pulling and piling all the grain up to the top of those walls. I'd never seen a pile of grain that big. And I thought, with all of this grain, no one in the United States needs to be hungry. And I got to thinking, this is only one storage facility. Here in this state, it's only one storage facility in the United States. How many others are there around? And as you notice, just about every small town or every community has some sort of storage facility. Maybe it is one of those big round grain bins. Other places have warehouses where they store bales of cotton or wool or mohair or all the other grains and produce that we produce here in the United States. No one should go hungry or go without clothing here in the United States or even across the world. But it happens. Each and every day, thousands of people die because of starvation or exposure or the diseases that are related to those deficiencies. This man in the parable was not condemned for his hard work and his productivity. He wasn't condemned for his wealth. He wasn't condemned for building larger barns. But Jesus calls him a fool because he keeps it all for himself. Jesus calls him a fool because all he plans to do is to be lazy and gluttonous. Jesus calls him a fool, particularly, even more so, because he has put his reliance on the things of this earth rather than being on relying on God. His life was claimed of him that very night, and he was not able to enjoy any of it. And that brings us to the psalm then for today. The psalmist reminds us that no matter how rich we are, no matter how wise we are, no matter how prestigious we are, no matter how powerful we are, the same thing happens to us. In our lifetimes, there's been great advances in sciences and medicines, food production, clothing, manufacturing, and that's added some days to our lives. The life expectancy has continued to rise throughout last century and on into this one. But no matter who we are, or how wise we are, how smart we are, how many things we have, we cannot live forever. The same thing happens to us that happens to the beast of the field, the psalmist says. We'll all inherit one small piece of ground 6 feet deep. Nothing of this earth brings about eternal life. Our reliance belongs only upon God. And then we look at the first lesson for today. It's kind of depressing. The author of this text starts off with vanity of vanities. And he's talking about how hard he has worked all of his lifetime. He toiled under the sun. He sweated from the brow. This psalm is attributed to King Solomon. And under King Solomon, Israel was its most powerful, it was its most richest, it was as large as it ever would get in the history of Israel. And Solomon was wise in ruling that country, in building it up, in defeating his enemies, and in serving God. But he says, vanity of vanities. Whose will all this be? Will it just go to someone who doesn't appreciate it? Will it go to someone who will just let it collapse? And evidently, he had reasonable fears because as when Solomon died, his sons started warring with each other. The kingdom was split. Eventually, the descendants, the other kings, did not follow God anymore, and Israel was conquered. Vanity of vanities. What's it all worth? What's it all good for? Why work so hard throughout this lifetime? You don't know who's going to enjoy that wealth. Will they appreciate what they get? Do they understand what they have? Do they have the same dreams that you have? Do they have the same ideas? Do they have the same guidance? Who will enjoy all of that? What good is it? It's what the psalmist is saying. Rather, there should be more in life than this toil and grind and trying to accumulate more and more and more. Enjoy life. Enjoy your work. Enjoy those good gifts that God has given you with your skills and with your talents. Be productive. Serve other people. Help them to live. Again, it goes back to that point. When we put all our reliance upon the things of this earth, there is no hope. Hope comes only from faith in God. And then the second lesson for today from Colossians. St. Paul uses baptismal language here in this reading. He talks about dying to Christ or dying with Christ on the cross, of taking our old clothing off and putting on new clothing, or putting on a new life in Christ. to put away the things of this world, to take those off, to put them away, to get rid of those things that are like evil and malice and evil thoughts and promiscuity and fornication and anger and wrath and bad language. Put those things away. They have no place now in your life. Put away that striving for greed to have more and more stuff. No longer do we need to be impressed with the things that usually impress the world. We have a new viewpoint as being Christians. We look at things in a different way. We see things in a different way. We no longer see people as Jew or Greek or as Hispanic or white or black or Asian. We don't see people as being wealthy and powerful. But rather, we see people as fellow members in this body of Christ. We see people in this kingdom of God. That's who we see. We see people who are our brothers and sisters in fellowship with Christ. And we see people who need to be a part of that yet, who are not yet a part of that, but yet need Christ in their lives. We see this world from a different viewpoint than the world sees itself. We value things that are different than what the world values in this world. When we rely on the things of this earth, we are lost. We are in despair. We are despondent. We lose hope. But when we rely upon God, we are blessed. Maybe not with material wealth or material blessings, but we are blessed because we know that we have what we need, or we have what God has given to us. Let us put our trust in God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.